be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, well, looking at the first reading this morning and all the things that Paul is reflecting back on his life and all the various encounters he had and the struggles and difficulties and rejections and so on. And I have been doing a bit of that this morning before coming over here. And be looking back on the last 57 years because today, June the 14th, Monsignor and myself, we celebrate 57 years of priesthood. 57 years ago this morning, we were ordained side by side. And we often discuss, you know, we could never in our wildest dreams where we would be today. And I mean by that, the church in which we would be today. Because it's a totally, totally different church into which both of us were ordained. And one of the things I think Clem had, and I have too, is we had open minds, which was good. You see, the now of yesterday is not the now of today. Nor is the now, and the now of today will not be the now of tomorrow. And so we got to be open to change at all times. So what kept us going all those years? We were sharing this last night, and what kept us going was the many blessings that we received. Because when I look back on my life, like everybody else, and I'm sure like you, we had our difficulties and struggles and times when we hit a brick wall, so to speak, and maybe didn't know where to turn. But somehow or other, God, the Lord, got us through it. And by going through difficulties and struggles and so on, I suppose in some ways we advanced. When I look back on my own spirituality, where it was and the way I thought 57 years ago, 27 years ago, 17 years ago, it's nowhere. It's not even remotely near how I would see things today and how I would think. And one of the greatest blessings, and both of us agree on this, one of the greatest blessings in our lives have been you people. That has been true for me all my life, and I think is very true for Clem too. The love that we received from people, the care, sometimes maybe we experience a little rejection maybe by some people, but that was just a grain of sand compared to all the love and the blessings that we'd received from so many people. And you probably don't know and maybe never realize how important you are in a priest's life. Because I think I very much experienced that in the last 12 months. You have no idea how much I missed you standing there in the morning, talking to a camera, a totally empty church. It just wasn't real. It was a very, very difficult time. And thank God we're coming through that now, coming through it with, you know, we still need to be cautious, but we are getting there bit by bit. And I was saying last night, actually, to Clem, you know, when I look back on the 57 years, it's a good, God knew what he was doing, because if I hadn't become a priest and I had got married, no woman would have put up with me for the last 57 years. And can you imagine what it would be like to be married to Clem? Be an absolute nightmare. Yeah. But he some of you know that, yeah. So some two women were saved. Yeah. I think if I had been married, she'd be gone years ago. Yeah. But anyhow, I have to thank God for all the blessings that we received. And it's a very joyful day. And both of us agreed, we never thought we'd still be around 57 years later. And we took totally different paths. And here, at the end of our days, we end up like the first day we were. I shared a room with Clem for 6 years. And the day I was ordained, I said, oh, now I'm a free man. I don't really mean that. But we always kept in touch. And I never thought we would end up back together. And it's been beautiful over the last five, 6 years.